Michelle Martin. This is Tell Me More from NPR News. Just ahead, scholar Paula Giddings explores the life of Ida B. Wells in her new book, Ida, A Sword Among Lions. And what do you do when offensive comments are made in your presence? It might not be as simple as you think. I'll tell you more. But first, every month we check in with the magazine mavens, editors of some of our favorite magazines. The April book is on the stands, so what better time to check in with Linya Floyd, senior editor for health and relationships at Essence Magazine, Damaris Ocaña, writer-at-large at Latina Magazine, and Suzanne Colon, senior articles editor for O, the Oprah Magazine. Thank you, ladies, for taking the time.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Unfortunately, there are almost too many things to talk about this month, so let's try to kind of go through as much as quickly as we can. Linya, let me start with you. Your magazine had an article titled Fear Factor, The Secret Anxieties That Keep Us From Being Who We Really Want to Be. Could you talk a little bit about that, and what are some of our biggest fears?
Absolutely. At Essence, we definitely want women to chase after their dreams. And that's one of the reasons why we decided to pursue this topic in the book. We want women to be able to capture what they want to get out of their lives. And one of the first ways that they have to do that is by analyzing the fear, analyzing what's holding them back. And so we definitely wanted to get women to tap into that and to figure out what is it that's keeping me from what I want from my life. And one of the ways that we encourage women to do that was by journaling. It's scientifically proven. Do it, pen it down. You'll get at the heart of some of those issues that are holding you back and be able to move forward.
What were some of the other tips you offered for overcoming your fears? I was intrigued by some of these that seemed to me, and I may be wrong about this, particularly resonant with women, like the idea that if I let myself shine, people will hate me. I'm not sure I think too many men as thinking that way. Or what are some of the things that you suggested to help people overcome these negative thoughts?
I think that's a really good point that you bring up. And people do worry about the reactions that others will have to them shining. Even jealousy is something that can come out. And one of the ways to overcome that is to flip it. You know, instead of thinking about the negative, focus on the positive. Think about the great things that will come out of chasing after what you want in your life.
Wanted to ask the other ladies before we go to some of the issues in your magazines, whether this subject resonated with you. I think, Suzanne, I think O has also covered this issue in recent months, this whole question of fear and fear of success being one thing, fear of being alone. Does this article resonate with either of you, Suzanne?
Well, I think so. I mean, I think it's always about pushing past the fear factor, because if you don't do that, you're not really living. You're just sitting in a cage, trapped. And, you know, the spiritual joke about that is that you can rattle the bars of the cage all you want, but the fact is that the door is open. You know, all you have to do is walk through it. And I think all of our magazines, O, Latina, and Essence, every month have a subtle message of the door is open. Just walk past that fear.
Damaris, what about you? Do you think that readers at Latina experience some of these things also?
Oh, absolutely. And in fact, we have an article this month called Climb and Conquer, and it's all about sort of exploiting your confidence to help you get ahead in the workplace and just getting over fears, getting over anxieties, and embracing, you know, your sort of fabulosity and making the most of your talents.
In fact, well, Damaris, why don't you stick with me for a minute and talk about that? Because all of your magazines have emphasis on helping women build wealth. And Damaris, your article this month, Climb and Conquer, specifically about career tips. Talk a little bit more about that.
You know, we're always wanting to tell women how to get ahead career-wise. I mean, we try to do that in every aspect of their lives, obviously. But one of the things that we've gotten the most feedback on from readers is they want to know how to, you know, get the job of their dreams, how to hold on to it, how to get ahead. So this story really hits on that with 10 tips that can help you do that. I mean, like, the number one tip is to brand yourself and to present yourself in a way that people know your talents. And, you know, so you can't, unfortunately, get by on just your work alone. You have to present yourself in a certain way, know what your strengths are. You know, you need to sort of be your own PR person.
Do you think that's culturally difficult for some of your readers?
Absolutely.
You think that's exactly, because some people think, oh, you know, this is the American way, you know, get yourself out there. But do you think some of your readers are going to have a hard time saying, gee, I'm putting myself out there? That's not something I'm raised to do.
I think it's true, because I think that Latino women are raised to take care of families, to take care of their loved ones, and they take leadership roles in that, and that's not a problem. When it comes to doing that in the workplace, I think we have a little too much respect for authority in a way, you know, where we tend to just put our heads down and work, and that's not really how it works all of the time. You really have to be your own best salesman.
One of my favorite tips, chisme is for tabloids. Explain that for those who don't know. Chisme is
gossip.
Gossip. There you go.
And we all do that around the water cooler.
Shh, don't tell anybody.
Well, you know, I think that's a really good tip because, you know, you come in and you want to sort of be friendly and you want everybody to like you. And so you just start talking about your life and that might not be such a great idea, you know, and our advice is just to give it a little time, get sort of the lay of the land, understand who is who in the office, who, you know, is the superstar in the office and why they're the sort of superstar. And then you can just sort of know how to navigate. And the point also, you know, in this tip is just to leave your personal life at home. I mean, you can be friendly, but you know, you don't get too deep into it.
You know, if I could just piggyback on that for 1 second, though, because work and wealth, you know, our money column is extremely popular with our readers, and one of the sections that really resonates with them is our side hustle column, which is basically things that you can do on the side to earn extra cash, weekends, nights, that kind of thing. And that ties back in because that's another way that you can pursue a financial or a work-related passion that you might have, because it's something that you're doing on the side. You still got your regular gig going, but you're making room for something, for exploring something else in your life, for hopefully blossoming that into an even bigger impact in your life.
Well, the other thing I like about that column is that it breaks it down into steps. Yeah. It says this is exactly what you need to do. Suzanne, this month's O focuses on friendship. What gave you the idea for that?
Well, friends are just such an important part of all of our lives, and I think it's so important that sometimes you can even take it for granted. You know, it's just such an integral part of any woman's life. So we decided to honor our friends by exploring all of these different aspects of friendship and, you know, just celebrating them, really.
There was a very interesting article about a very unique set of friendships in O this month, and that is women who all used the same sperm donor.
Yes.
And
yes.
Developed relationships with each other. Will you just tell me a little bit about why they sought each other out and how they were able to develop this relationship?
Well, this is our story called The Children of Donor X. And these women, you know, they have children who are all from the same sperm donor, but they did not previously know each other. But they started reaching out to each other because of kind of a scary reason. Some of the children are autistic. And, you know, there was a previously either unscreened or unscreenable factor in donor X's sperm making some of these children predisposed to autism. So initially, these women have sought each other out via the internet, and they began visiting each other. And they, you know, the good news here is that they have formed a new type of family. In this age of sperm donors, they have formed this bond. The women call each other sister moms, and their children get together and play together, and they are a new kind of family.
If you're just joining us, this is Tell Me More from NPR News, and we're having our monthly visit with the magazine mavens. Joining me are Linya Floyd of Essence Magazine, Suzanne Colon of O, the Oprah Magazine, and Damaris Ocaña of Latina Magazine. The celebrity interviews, always fascinating. Linya, your cover woman this month is Erykah Badu. First of all, why did you choose her for the cover? And she really is a complicated person, isn't she?
She is a complicated person, but she also has a lot of elements of her that will resonate with our readers. And she has a new album coming out, you know, New America. So we definitely wanted to have her talk about that and look at some of the songs on the album, but also kind of delve into her personal relationships and get her views about marriage, get her views about relationships, get her views about motherhood. You know, all of those topics definitely hit home with our readers, and they're looking for ways to approach those topics in their own life.
Anything about her that surprised you or the folks putting the article together? She seems like such a mysterious character, you know, you just You know what I mean? Just like a woman of mystery.
Definitely. And we tried to delve into some of those mysteries. I don't want to give too much away. I want people to run out and read about Erica. She's definitely an exciting character. But surprises? I think people might be a little surprised when they hear some of her views about marriage, when they delve into that.
Mm. Yeah. Definitely.
I'm already wanting to read it.
Yeah, she's amazing.
Damaris, there are two celebrities in Latina this month that intrigued us. One, your cover woman is Kat De Luna. Why did you pick her?
Well, she's this sort of a new phenomenon that we're seeing in the Latina community. She's got a fantastic voice, a 5-octave soprano, which is beyond me, but you know how she can hit those high C's. She's just extremely bubbly, very talented, and great, and we think that she's going to do really well.
You made me go check out her video. Wine up. And what I love is there's a girl at the beginning of the video go, yo, cara, here you can do that upper thing.
Right.
Which is just hilarious. Let's hear some of it. That Kat De Luna is so cute. But there's another celebrity you interviewed in Latina this month, Chris Abrego. I don't know that everybody knows that he is the brains behind a number of the top reality shows like Flavor of Love and The Surreal Life. I have to tell you, I didn't know whether I wanted to salute him or slap him for this.
We kind of felt the same way. We kind of felt the same way. But, I mean, it is a moment. You know, he's just had an enormous impact on VH1. It was a channel that wasn't doing all that well. And then he came up with all these crazy, you know, not necessarily very intellectual shows.
It's not PBS, put it that
way.
They're popular, though.
But, you know, there are people who say that these shows are extremely demeaning to people of color, that they show like the worst stereotypes. It's just really interesting to hear how he addresses this question, which you ask in the piece. So I recommend this piece also. Suzanne, this month has an article about a woman who was very much in the news last year, C. Vivian Stringer, coach of the Rutgers women's basketball team.
Go Scarlet Knights.
It's just a very different side of her than I think people, you know, they see her, this aggressive coach out on the court.
The other side of her, though, that people got to see on, I guess, a more national level was this extremely poised, soft-spoken, and not very bitter, considering the circumstances, woman during the Don Imus scandal last year. And the reason that she was able to be this incredibly soft-spoken and, you know, just very kind of together woman was because she has been through so much worse prior to this. And in this excerpt from her book, Standing Tall, A Memoir of Tragedy and Triumph, she outlines one of those days where you just think you don't have anything else. You just don't have a shred left. And somewhere she dug deep and rallied. And, you know, she's an amazing woman. Her composure is incredible.
It is very moving to think, particularly somebody in a sport where you think aggressiveness, it's what it's all about, you know, showing that you're tough.
Yes.
And to be able to show that vulnerability, I think it's quite quite a moving piece, just as you said. So, ladies, I'm going to put you on the spot, as always. Did each of you have a favorite article this month, and what was it, Suzanne?
Yes, I do have a favorite article, and it is this wonderful piece in our friendship package called The Music of the Night by Sarah Broom. She is just one of the most lyrical writers I have read recently. She used to work at O, and then she ran off to Burundi to work for African Public Radio. She recently returned home to New Orleans, and I'm just stunned by her writing. I mean, you know, I can't believe I knew this person. And she wrote about The Music of the Night is her feature about her poetry parties that she used to throw in her apartment in Harlem, where she thought it was a shame that all of her great friends didn't know each other. And so she not only invited them to come over to her house, but challenged them, bring a piece of poetry, bring something that you want to read to everybody else. People, her guests, would do soliloquies from, you know, Othello and read The Prophet by Khalil Gibran and sing, you know, Edith Piaf songs and all of this. And it's just, it's an incredible piece. It really is just so lovely.
Suzanne, mm-hmm. you didn't mention your article.
No, that's not my favorite. I do like it, but, you know, oh, my favorite piece is mine.
Damaris, what about you? What was your favorite article this month?
Well, I mean, I did love the cover a lot just because it showed this young girl who has so much desire and exhibits so many of the qualities that our young people have as far as, you know, they want to pursue their dreams. They don't always have the means, but they always have that desire. And she's been just singing since she was knee-high to a grasshopper, and that was her dream to do it. And she would, you know, she talks about staying indoors when all the other kids were playing outside, and she would stay indoors and practice on her karaoke machine and, you know, and all this stuff. And, you know, and not the least reason is that she wants to her family to be all right financially, to be okay. And that's and that's part of chasing her dream. That's a big part of it. So yeah. That was very impressive to me.
Yes, it's a lovely piece. Linnea, what about you? Your favorite article this month?
I am delighted that you asked, because I have to give a personal plug to our health section, since I'm the health and relationships editor. And we have a recurring feature in the magazine where we give best advice from Black doctors. And this month, we're giving readers best advice from Black doctors on cancer, all types of cancer, actually the top ones that affect African-American women. We talk about not being a passive patient, which I think that anyone can fall victim to, but especially our readers sometimes do fall victim to, and just ways that you can be a little more aggressive and a little more involved in your healthcare, whether it's talking to your doctor about prevention, whether it's seeking out a specialist. And because African-American women, or African Americans in general, actually are lagging so behind in terms of healthcare, we really want to give our readers all the tools that they need to keep themselves in the best shape possible.
Can we go to the web for the other tips?
We do have information on Essence.com.
Okay. Awesome. Linnea Floyd, senior editor for Health and Relationships at Essence Magazine, Damaris Ocaña, writer-at-large for Latina Magazine, and Suzanne Colon, senior editor for O, the Oprah Magazine. Ladies, mavens, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.